right now it is one of my favorite times of year, which is the middle of summer, but only because I think summer nights are the absolute best. Now, my opinion of this might be steeped in some nostalgia that I'll get into for some of my antics back in the day. But does anybody else have times of, like, doing things at night in the summer when you were a kid? And, you know, you had no obligations, no kids. You didn't have, you know, obviously you weren't in school and stuff like that.
I just underwent a wonderful pastime of catching lightning bugs in jars with my kids the other day.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a big summer night memory.
Yeah.
So, literally, like, two nights ago.
Jeez.
And we say lightning bugs in Maryland, not fireflies.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Firefly, that's a TV show.
I didn't realize that was a regional thing.
It's a regional thing.
But, call them both.
Lightning bugs.
teaching my kids right. You make sure you teach your cats. They're lightning bugs. When they're eating them.
Yes. Well, from going away from your wholesome family activity, me and my friends would actively hunt each other at night.
I did that too.
Tim probably remembers a couple of these big manhunt games.
Yeah.
About some cutthroat shit.
Oh, my gosh. A lot of good men died that
summer. I'm amazed more of us didn't end up dead. Because we were hiding in culverts and fucking storm drains. And, like, this was some... Like, we went to campgrounds and did this shit.
Oh, my God.
I think at one point I almost crossed a river. Again, all pitch black. Yeah, all pitch black.
Oh, my God.
Dude, we did the same thing, like, did, like, night tag and stuff like that, but my friend, we played it at his farmhouse area, and so, like, it was just this field, and when the full moon was out, you could just see silhouettes stuff like that, but then, like, there was wooded areas, so we'd run into the woods and stuff like that, and then, like, when his cousins were over, it turned into a freaking nightmare, because, you know, it just turned into... Oh, there's. You could just hear the crunching of, like, stalks being broken down as, like, mm-hmm. people were being chased and stuff like that, and like people were hiding in trees and shit. It was fun. I mean,
that's the real Hunger Games shit,
dude. Like, especially when the sun, like, the moon was out, like, to a decent degree. There was no clouds or anything, and it's just like that vision. You're like looking. You're like, what the hell is that? And you're like, oh shit, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
I see somebody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, me and my friends would, we did a lot of walks in the woods and stuff like that. Kelly and your neighborhood, me, my buddy Chris, CJ, and Van, the four of us, we would go walking in the woods all the time. And boy, there were definitely places we were not supposed to go. There was another time that at one of the parks in our area, we would have freeze tag at night, and there was, like, I think it got up to 8 of us. Like, now I want to point this out too. We were like 18, okay, at the time. Like, a kid to me now.
Certified hooligans.
Yeah. So freeze tag at 18 in the dark. But what was really funny one time was, it got up to like eight people or so, and there was one time that these, like, three teenagers came up and they were just like, "Whoa, guys, what are you doing?" And only two of us walked out. Okay, everybody else was hiding, and then we're like, "Oh, we're just playing freeze tag." And then they were like, "Just the two of you?" And, like, the six other people came out, and they were like, "What the fuck?" they're like, "No, you can play if you want." They're like, "Oh my god, you thought you were gonna jump us?"
When the rest of the squad pulls up,
and then we jumped.
Yeah,
they
were like,
"Shit out of them.
You want to play freeze tag?"
Couldn't you just offer us drugs?
That would have been less scary. I have plenty of times in that where, like, the like you were saying, Mark, when, like, the moon is out and there's no clouds and you just get that sort of, like, it is that, like, liminal feeling where it's like there's a dim light to everything. You can kind of see, but, like, when your eyes adjust, you know you're good. And I remember playing some heavy duty hardcore freeze tag in that. One time, actually, same guy, Chris, there was these two tubes that connected to, like, two portions of the jungle gym, and he was on top of one, and I jumped up on top to get him, and he tried to jump to the lower one, but he slipped and just fell like 10 feet to the ground.
Oh,
and just got up and kept running.
Wow.
Like, are you anything broken? He was like, I don't think so.
Shock's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When you're 18, you're still like, you don't feel pain. You just like do shit to your body, and you wake up tomorrow and be like, huh, where'd those bruises come from? can't do that now.
It's like, nothing hurts now. Or nothing hurts at that point. You're just like, oh, I'll be fine.
I feel like some of my cherished nights were probably spring or summer when it was like right before, I guess like a lightning storm, so there's no rain. Mm-hmm. But there's like wind and lightning, mm-hmm. just riding on my longboard,
mm-hmm.
just watching the clouds light up, the wind in your face.
What's so good about those is because our summers are so stinking hot that when those storms come and it isn't pouring yet and like you have to be inside, so that storm is blowing all the shitty armpit stink air away, and you have that brief moment of like, this is awesome. And then the storm goes by and it just gets humid again.
Right.
Yes. See, those type of lightning storms are like fantastic. I remember it was driving home at night when it was like a late shift for when I was a server, and it was probably the best part of the night though, because it was like getting off work, it's nighttime, and then there's no rain, but you just see lightning arcing between the clouds.
Oh yes.
And then blasting, because I was like, you know what, let's do it. And it was an old cassette tape that, you know, one of those cassette tape converters that you could like plug a MP3 player in.
Oh yeah.
And I was just playing AC/DC, blasting that, all windows down, just driving. I mean, I was like 17, so yeah. I was like, "Fuck yeah, let's do this."
Man, have you guys ever been on the bay or on the Bay Bridge during when lightning strikes the bay, or if you see any water spouts?
I have.
Oh yeah,
uh-uh.
I have. It's so cool when you're like on the bridge and you see lightning strike the bay. Like, it doesn't happen that often, but I've seen it, and then. Also, I always think seeing water spouts on the bay is super cool.
It's like going to Ocean City at one point, and we were staying by the beach side, so, you know, you could see the beach. Like, it was perfect. But yeah, there was like a lightning storm that happened, and I was just watching it and from the balcony, I was like, oh man, I hope it hits the sand. I really want to hit the sand, because I want to get Fulgurite.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah.
but yeah, like, it was just seeing the lightning just coming down. You could see it hit the ocean, but never came just close enough to the sands.
Yeah,
kind of irritated.
my stepdad had a story where he was outside on his porch, and he's just like, you know, watching a storm, and it hit one of the capacitors, like, you know, the big metal tubes that's on like a telephone pole.
Mm-hmm.
It hit one of those, and he said he was blind for a good 5 minutes.
Oh, one of those, right where my house is, on the street to the east of my house, that so it's like one house over, there used to be a telephone pole with a transformer, and one struck lightning there and exploded, and we felt the shockwave.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when you tell me about that. It's wild.
Yeah, it's the people. I mean, you know, you see those things all the time, and it's just like, yeah, those things are like bombs, actually. Yeah. You know, like, really, really dangerous. Well, okay, so it's clear we all love summer. We love hanging out with friends. But I have another important question. Would you guys still love me if I killed you with a worm?
No. Like campfires around the fire. Uninvited.
Whoa.
Crafties, uninvited.
Cookouts, uninvited?
So, you know, my wife is always like, would you love me if I turned into a worm? And this is what I picture, and it's just like, why?
I mean, if I was going to be a worm, this would be a cool one to be.
True. If I had to be a worm.
One of the most powerful ones.
Might as well be the biggest one.
Jake, I've been thinking about
this.
Dude,
what kind of fish preys on this kind of worm?
Jake, I've been thinking about this. You know me, I've always been someone who, like, I see my characters as disposable. I don't get super attached, and if they die, it's just a new adventure for me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I like building characters.
I'm the same way, yeah.
I'd be very sad if Kessler died.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Now, I think I said this at the end of the last episode, but the placement of your characters is hilarious right now, because Garn is like 15 feet away. Ambrose and Benson are almost next to each other, and Kezra couldn't be more in the center of this fucking worm. And what's funny about this is that Kelly, I think I was telling you when you were over my house last time, or I was over your house, whatever. I remember saying that, like, usually I just leave the tokens on the map, like how they come in, like however the person like put this map into Foundry, I'm like, yeah, they probably knew what they were doing. I'll just leave them there. I might move something if it's like more applicable or something like that. I did not move this one. Kezra happened to place himself directly in the middle of the worm, and I'm like, yep, that's what's gonna happen.
So big.
It is a gargantuan sized purple worm. So yeah, this thing. I want to pull up the picture for you guys too before we actually roll initiative, because it looks like the Dune worm from like 1984, like that the 1980 Dune.
Can I ride it?
Yeah, it's got like the triple jaw sort of like look with the lamprey teeth and stuff like that. Also remember, on the tip of that tail is a vicious looking stinger.
Yep. Stinger? It looks like a scythe.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, yeah.
It's a stinger the size of us.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. Let's just worm into it, shall we? Everybody, please.
That's the grossest thing you've ever said.
just worm into it.
You said some pretty gross things, Jake.
I can say way worse things, don't worry. let's go ahead and go around the table for initiative. On top, Viscount Ambrose, what'd you get?
Give me a second. So I'm gonna get my thing going.
No! No!
Hold on. I was loading everything up and then I got distracted. That is a 37.
Oh!
Damn. It's not bad, actually.
Alright, I'll tell you this now. You tied with the worm.
Oh, God. Ooh. That means...
It's a good question.
Whoever has the higher dex.
Well, okay, so
the worm probably.
Actually, well, I don't know.
It's a giant creature.
Yeah, I know that, but it also has a. Does that say dex minus one? I don't know if that's true.
What?
We'll take it.
Yeah, I know, right?
My dex is plus +4.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm gonna go to Archive of Nethos. Check that out. Oh, also, episode brought to you by.
Black Oak Workshop, where dice are treasure. Are you looking for something to spice up your summer? Maybe you need some hot rocks to roll with the boys. We'll head on over to Black Oak Workshop. Pick up yourself a Kitty Clack Dice or their latest Kickstarter campaign. That's blackoakworkshop.com. And in the special notes section for your order, drop in that the Dragon Punch Squad sent you. And I don't know. Maybe you'll get something free. Probably not.
It's cool if you say it, though.
It's cool if you say it.
So, Archive of Nethis does say that it has a minus -1 to its dex score. So,
it's all muscle.
Yeah, all muscle.
It's a giant muscle.
Yeah, what's his strength? Strength plus +9. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So, Viscount Ambrose, you will go before the purple worm.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Benson, what'd you get?
You know, during this entire thing, I've been sitting on this natural 20.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh.
39.
Oh shit. Okay. Alright.
I don't know if you saw it, but the second you're like, alright, let's get into it, and we rolled initiative, and I just went, and I stopped.
alright.
That was a natural 20 on my initiative.
Natural 20. Alright, Garn.
Alright. God got a 36.
36?
Damn.
I know.
No small potatoes here.
Kezra.
And Kenny got it too.
Oh, God.
So Brock's watching me tonight, and he was like, can I roll your initiative tonight? And I was like, yeah, sure. He rolled a 4, which is exactly what I would have rolled.
Yep.
Father likes
so. So I got a 20. One.
20 last.
Where was those rolls that he did before when he got you those really awesome items?
No. Yeah.
All of you rolled more than 15 more than me.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we did.
So it's okay.
You're saving it for the combat.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Kessler. Let the real men handle this combat.
Wow.
Kessler's not going to go to round 2 at this speed.
All right, so with the encounter, let's go ahead and get into this here. So, top of round one, obviously, Sir Benson Black.
Of course.
Okay, now, it's a little bit confusing with just the size of this fucking token.
Yep.
Is Kezra directly in harm's reach right now? Like, is he, like, about to be attacked?
You don't know what this thing's gonna do. I don't know how much purple worm knowledge you got. I will say this:
the Benson's not got a lot of purple.
No, worm. I bet not. I was gonna say this too: that Kezra, I don't think Kezra can occupy the space of the purple worm, even though this thing is, I don't know, 100 feet long or some shit like that. So I would assume Kezra would actually get shunted out.
Okay.
Just because, as it comes up, he rides it like Goku for a second, and then all of a sudden just gets like,
oh god. Slot. Fucking like going down wicked, like a slide. Dude.
Yeah.
Wee! Da-da-da, doom-do, da-da.
So get Kezra is shunted off to the east a little bit.
Benson will, okay, I'm in a weird position here.
No, you're in the...
I mean, I can get Retributive Strike off on both of them, technically. Actually, no, I think I might be in a great spot.
Yeah, you're in a great spot, I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm not moving. I'm not moving at all. All
right.
Benson is going to start swinging. With a 17 on the die, Benson's rolling hot tonight.
Okay. All right.
Wait, before you do that 17 on the die, did you want to intimidate, or are you saving that? Actually, I don't think it has eyes.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, so intimidating glare wouldn't even work.
That is interesting. It doesn't say anything like that, but
you.
I mean, you can still intimidate it. It's just a minus four.
Yeah.
Be scared.
Does it have ears?
You don't know.
Roll it senses vibration.
I was gonna say it's got tremor sense, so maybe if
scared by sound waves.
If Benson pulls his wiener out and it hits the ground, maybe that would intimidate it. It would go, oh no, another worm.
Worms greater than I.
Fight for dominance up this cave.
Well, okay, since I rolled before Tim said that, I'm not going to. The roll stands. Okay. But that was a 17 on the die. So, Tim, 22 plus
17.
39,
brother.
That's a hit.
Dang.
It's a hit? Okay, cool.
You're critting on that keen, and that's it.
All right, damage. 20 points of slashing damage.
All right.
Excellent. And I will do one other roll.
Damage is
natural one.
Oh no!
Two super hot rolls. Yep. It was coming.
Oh god, I feel awful about this. What is it? Oh, this kind of sucks. All or nothing. You take a minus one circumstance penalty to attack rolls until you score a critical hit.
Okay, that's not terrible. Yeah. I can live with that.
And with your keen, it's not.
Yeah, I can live with that.
You have more of a chance.
And since we have discussed the shield rules up until this point, I will not swing again. I will raise my shield because shield rules don't really work the way we thought they did. Or I thought they did.
Benson did not have a feat that we thought he had, which was the reactive strike feat for the fighter.
Reactive shield.
What did I say?
Yes, you said reactive strike.
Reactive shield, yes. Reactive shield, which allows you to raise your shield as a reaction. So.
Correct.
He has quick shield block.
Benson has been nerfed.
Yep.
No, he's been corrected. It's the,
yeah, thanks, Paizo.
Alright, so with the natural one, and then last action to raise your shield.
Yes, okay. That is my turn.
Alright. Viscount Ambrose, so you are within touching distance of this worm.
Touch.
That's up to you.
I don't know, all he's got is this belly button lint.
Take out your great axe and kill him.
Yeah,
you know. So he is...
Ambrose, wait!
Run away, your arms are too weak.
Fine.
Save yourself.
Fine, I'll fucking leave. Asshole.
These guys are fucking assholes.
No, he doesn't. He kind of, like, stands steadfast against, like, he sees Benson, like, land a nice hit. Whiff on the second, but, you know, not counting that at all. But he's going to clench, like, hold his hand to his side and, like, wince. And Benson could probably see this, like, his visage flickers for a moment. And then he just whispers, he's just, Lucas, please help us. And then this spectral being forces its way out of him.
Wait, like, out of his body?
Yes, it like kind of pours like phases out of his body and stands right next to Benson.
Alright.
Oh my gosh.
There we go. I will pull out the picture so you guys can see what kind of what you're looking at here.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's so, like a ghostly knight.
Yeah. Yes.
So
feel like there should be a Metallica song playing. Right now.
So what you see is definitely a ghostly knight, and Benson might not fully recognize him at first just due to the combat and stuff, but it is a knight with the blazoned emblem of the Viscount's family crest kind of like on his chest. And
the Viscount and House Black stand together again. Mm-hmm.
And he goes and immediately, due to how this works, gets in action to immediately strike. So all it's kind of like he summons and then immediately just assesses the situation, strikes out. So, and it's kind of like uses a spectral blade.
All right.
Ooh. 40 hit.
Oh, God!
That was a 17 on die, baby.
Yep, that'll hit.
Beastly.
That's a beastly big attack bonus.
Yeah, no, he's built for this. And that is 23 points of damage.
Head down to me, you bitch.
Yeah, he's and some of the damage was definitely there's some cold in there and spirit damage.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. All of it seems
comes
to go through
your comes from your body plus 23 to attack. Mark? Is that an MF and Idol?
I don't know. I just don't know what the fuck I'm playing at this
point. All I'm saying is, I remember 1E, I had an Eidolon for a certain type of class of character, and I remember having a very high attack bonus.
Oh yeah, no, definitely plays a little bit different than 1E, but I would say, because I'm expecting to get hit soon, so it's going
to
be fun.
I'm excited to see this class in action.
You'll see.
Alright.
Say what?
I'm excited to see it.
Oh yeah, he's trying. As long as Jake doesn't kill everyone.
I'm gonna try. Is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Then? Okay.
Yep.
So it is the purple worm's turn. A purple turn, one some might say.
Yeah. It was big, hairy, and pink.
So this creature, this worm, it gets something called thrash. A great genre music, by the way.
So it's just gonna play us some nice music.
It starts to thrash back and forth. So what it does is that I'll read this verbatim just so you guys know what's coming, because I feel like the impact of what I read is gonna be. I want to see your faces. Okay. So it says the worm makes a strike once against each creature in its reach. It can strike up to once with its jaws, up to once with its stinger, and any number of times with its body. Each attack counts towards the worm's multiple attack penalty, but the multiple attack penalty doesn't increase until after it makes all the attacks.
Oh, fuck you. Are you serious?
Real bullshit action.
Yeah.
So for my level 13, Garn is taking Thrash.
Grows I think we should all take Thrash. It seems like a pretty good ability.
So yeah. here's what I'm going to do, too. So obviously, I want to use the Stinger, because the Stinger is dripping with this purple viscous liquid. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to roll a d6, because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 targets here. So 1 through 5, going down.
So six hits the ground, obviously.
Correct. No.
Six hits the crystals.
So.
No, it hits itself in the heart.
And then just dies. So I'm gonna roll a 1d5, and then I'll see what that lands on.
Okay. It was beauty that killed the beast.
So that was a 6, a 3, which is Ambrose.
Okay.
Fuck.
Oof.
Okay.
So, Stinger out on Ambrose. That is going to be a 43 to hit.
That's a crit, obviously.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I'll ret you a bit of strike it, but fuck, this is bad.
Yeah.
Okay. 58 points of damage.
Okay.
So subtract 12 from that.
12. So 58, so that's 46.
I think it should be subtracting 14.
Yeah, oh, it's 14, yeah.
It's level plus 2.
Oh,
yes.
So...
Yes, that's correct, sorry.
44 points of damage.
Yep.
And all three of us are in Benson's aura. So,
right. Oh, so yep. Let's do this 42 save before you guys get these attacks off. So make me a pretty important 42 save.
40.
Ooh,
18 on the die.
Dang.
There you go.
God.
That's one way of doing it.
That's just roll high. That's all.
Just roll high.
Just roll high for one. And do I take anything else with that?
Nope, just the fortitude save.
That was a huge fortitude save.
That was good.
That was actually huge.
No, that was.
And now we all get attacks. All
right, so now everybody else can take their reactive strikes.
Okay.
With the appropriate minus 5.
Man, that was a huge fortitude save. Holy shit.
No, believe me, it's okay. Ambrose misses. No shock there.
What did he use? Just his hand.
Yeah, he just punches it. I should really actively say he has a dagger, but I didn't.
Your Eidolon is flanking with Kezra.
Hell yeah.
I don't think I do not think Benson is, though.
Benson's on the corner, yeah, so you'd have to really...
Okay, not bad. 34 to hit.
34, that is a hit?
Okay. Nice. Beautiful. Damage.
38.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I got a 30 flanking.
30 flanking is still a miss.
Damn.
So just need the damage from the Ghostly Knight and from Benson.
31 flanking, sorry.
31 flanking, still a miss.
Damn.
Yeah. 27 damage.
27 points of
that
damage?
That was nice. Almost, not max, but it was getting close. Like, good. His bonuses to, like, damage is insane because I pumped him. He's strength.
Boy. Yeah.
Another 20 points of slashing.
Another 20.
It's good.
This is good damage.
Yeah, we're pumping damage.
Right? All right. All right, so that was the first strike. So the next one he's going to do is a jaw attack. At this thing, you think you could fit inside that mouth? So let's just see. Let's see who he attacks.
Mouth.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. So, leaving Ambrose out of it, it's going to be a 1d4 here. And a 4 is Benson.
Oh.
Alright. No, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
So, jaw attack on you, Benson. 41 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. 28 points of piercing damage.
Alright.
And then it is going to make an athletics check.
Actually 5 points of piercing damage.
So, okay. So it has improved grab, which means that it automatically grabs you. Okay?
Yep.
And then it's going to use a reaction called Fast Swallow.
Huh.
So then it uses its Swallow Whole action, in which you take... let's see how much damage is here.
It's a swallow hole. So do you have to do athletics for that?
The monster attempts a swallow. Oh, okay, yeah, that's what it is. So, so it's a free grab, but the swallow hole is the athletics.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You're trying to choke down an armored chunky boy.
A 40 total.
What am I?
42 DC.
I don't think anything we have.
Yeah,
plus 9 strength. I mean,
yeah. All right. So then, what happens is you take some bludgeoning damage. You take 25 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
And for now, you're suffocating. You are swallowed by this thing, and it, Benson is just gone. You guys.
No, Benson.
Bad. All right. So now it is going to thrash at the rest of you.
Man, I didn't know if I wanted Benton to get the swallowed or somebody else.
Still do shit after fully swallowing somebody. That's, is fucking bullshit. Yes.
It's a giant fucking creature.
Yeah. So going north to south here. First attack is going to be on Garn. Yeah, you're 15 feet away. Let me. Oh, it doesn't matter. 15 foot reach.
Ah,
he's so big.
43 to hit.
That's a crit.
Okay. 40 points of damage. Second body attack on Kezra.
Come on, something low.
Natural one.
Yay!
Oh my god.
Let's go. Well, that's what we needed.
Well, pull the sick stomach, throws up.
Oh my god.
Throws up.
Wait, wait, wait. Hold on, wait, wait. Hold on. Let me see something. It's a natural one, but it's a 29 total.
Against.
It's a hit, but you still get a crit card.
Okay. Yeah, I got gotcha.
Yeah.
So you still beat my AC.
Yeah.
So wait, do you want a crit card or not? I don't know.
We can do the crit card.
All right, this is bad. So apparently when it went to hit me, it hit a spiky rock on the wall. You take 1d10 persistent bleed damage.
That's potentially huge.
It kind of makes sense, though. I mean, this thing tunnels, and all it takes is like an outcropping just the...
Yeah.
And these crystals are like harder than diamonds or something. I mean, harder than adamantine, anyways.
Or like when it was thrashing, like Benson's sword just went like straight through it.
Yeah.
All right. So 1d10 persistent bleed. All right, and then last attack is going onto the ghost.
All
right. Man, I can't believe I'm
this. I know.
This shit is insane. We have to pour so much damage into this thing as fast as possible.
42 to the ghost.
Fuck's sake.
That is, unfortunately a crit.
All right. 36 points of bludgeoning.
Okay. Ow.
Hey, the good news is that his turn's over. You're fine.
Oh my god.
Thank god.
All your biggest damage, bring it out, man. Just... whip your dicks out.
Alright, so I'm going to roll the recovery check on the persistent bleed.
Oh, that's right.
Fail. So I'm going to take... it rolled in here in Foundry. Two. I got two on here.
Okay.
Sick.
Alright, Garn, it is your turn.
Alright, Garn, as a free action, because he rolled initiative, I get to automatically put my Divine Spark into an icon. Going to put it into my Titan's Breaker, aka Grimshaw's old Morning Star. And we're trying to hit it fast and hit it hard. So I think what I'm going to do then is one thing that I realized that I have kind of been playing Garn a little handicapped, because I did not know if all of the icon abilities kind of stacked on each other when you had it on a certain icon. I thought maybe you had to choose which one you use, shifted your Divine Eminence, but the rules lawyer himself, and I think I saw someone else, like Uga Booga, confirmed that as you just gain feats for your icon, they stack, baby.
Whoa.
So, I think the way I'm going to play it is Garn is, he is a full level 12 exemplar. So he has zero War Priest left in him because obviously, you know, Gorm is gone, right?
Yeah.
God is dead.
He is dead.
We have killed him. I mean,
that's still so crazy.
Yeah. So he's this emissary from the future. He still like has this like memory loss. He is like rediscovering abilities all the time. And maybe the astute among you have realized that he has not even revealed his third icon, which he gets at level 1. You know, Jake and I are working on that in the background because it's just too cool to have an amnesiac exemplar discover his abilities.
Yeah.
So as the Divine Spark shifts into this Morning Star, it actually grows in size, and he almost drops it as the Morningstar kind of takes a gold sheen to the whole thing as compliant gold, the class feat, is activated now that I know they all stack. So his Morningstar is now a reach weapon of 10 feet.
Okay.
What? So I'm going to take a step. And now, because I just took one step, I'm in range. So, yep. Once again, this is try to avoid. I don't know if it has attack of opportunities, but I'm taking a guarded step, avoiding the attack of opportunities, and immediately I'm going to spark Transcendence and use the Titan's Breaker Transcendence, which is everyone's favorite. We're in a mountain. Let's fracture it. Let's fracture this mountain.
Collapse
worm.
The cave.
Let's frack this mountain. Let's frack the living shit out of this mountain.
Wait, is there a reason you gave yourself reach?
It's just why, like the class feat, for example.
No, it's a great. I feel like it's a great ability, but it's not really helpful in this fight.
Well,
wow, make him feel bad.
It was cool. This is like it's a 15-foot reach. Why the fuck are you giving yourself a 10-foot reach?
We just want you to feel bad about yourself, Tim. I loved
stupid character decisions.
I loved the cinematic, but it would have been way cooler. It would have been way cooler on someone with a long sword.
You know, I don't know why he's like this. I don't know why Kelly's like this.
It would have been cooler on like any other character than yours. Sorry, I just
no, Timmy.
It's all right.
Timmy,
I love it.
Here's the thing.
I love it, but it's stupid.
Timmy, listen. In Elden Ring, there are these people called the Nox, and they have these liquid blades and liquid metals that they use. So they fight with like mercury, and some of them have maces that have reach with that. So I think it's cool because of the things from Elden Ring. They perfectly like illustrated it in that animation. So
Let me be clear.
I think it's cool. Awesome ability. Just no point to using it right now.
I think it's automatic.
It's automatic. I don't like use.
Was it an action?
No, it doesn't cost an action.
Oh, okay.
It just says your icon gains the reach trait. That's the eminence.
Okay.
Damn, going for the throat of Kelly for no reason.
Anyway.
You didn't use an action.
I thought I was wasting an action on that.
Yes, I thought you were wasting an action on it. I was like, why would you do that? Do anything else.
All right, Timmy. Yikes. Do your attack, please.
I apologize. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
Now I got raked over the coals. I'm going to attack.
That was really funny.
That was really funny.
You roll like shit.
No. I just as Johnson shit. I break. Oh dang! I did roll bad.
Oh no!
Oh god! I rolled a 2 on the dice. That's a miss. And so because this is another thing I learned. Because I have an ability when I spark Transcendence. I have so many freaking abilities when I do things.
Mm-hmm.
So I spark Transcendence. This creature is scared of me. I'm trying to find why.
Yeah, tell me why. This is purple.
Because I'm peerless under heaven. Yeah, it is because I am peerless under heaven. An enemy within 30 feet of me must succeed at a will save. So it feels the tremor from the mountains.
32.
And it succeeds the will save, and it's not afraid of me. But it thought about being afraid for a second. And also because I spark Transcendence.
Jesus Christ.
Is anyone, has anyone gotten hurt?
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay. Let's see.
Kezra's literally the only
Kezra
one.
Didn't get hurt.
Ambrose
got fucked up. So.
Yeah, Ambrose. Let's see, you're within Act 3, 35. I can only heal your Eidolon.
That's
can
fine. It's shared.
So
shared
your
HP.
Your Eidolon recognizes the greatness that is within Garn, even though he missed.
Who the fuck is this guy?
And I don't know, but he's cool.
he misses, but he's cool. So I inspire him, and he's going to get restored 2 plus double 9 level, so 24, 26 hit points.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
He was a soldier, or technically it still is.
Yeah.
So in a life, he was a warrior and sees the drive.
Yeah.
So thankful.
All right.
Okay. Is that the end of your turn, Karn?
And then my spark goes into my horn, because it immediately exits the Titan's Breaker, and it must go into another icon, so the only other icon I have is the Horn of Plenty.
Okay.
So into the Drinking Horn it goes.
Okay. Alright. Kezra, your turn.
Kezra will...
run away.
Run the fuck away.
Take me away.
Yep, going way down there in the hallway, 25 feet away. And boom, he casts haste on himself.
Oh, okay.
You selfish slut.
Yeah, the action economy strapped guard definitely couldn't have used that.
Nope. No.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm just saying it was a dumb move, that's all.
Made sense for me.
Oh my god, my cheeks hurt. I'm like lightheaded.
We're a little salty tonight.
I feel like this is when the worm just stops and it's just like...
I think you guys have issues. Yeah,
can you chill the fuck out,
dude? Tim, guys, if you thought that you thought I was spending an action to give myself 10-foot reach against a 15-foot reach character, you would call me out too. Don't lie. I was wrong. I admit it.
I think I would maybe just, I don't know, think it was a cool ability and move on with my life.
Oh, hey, wait, one second. Benson, it's your turn.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay.
You are swallowed inside of this thing. Let me go over the swallow hole. So at the beginning of your turn.
Yep.
You have to hold your breath for one. Takes the least amount of damage when first swallowed and at the end of each of its turns while it's still swallowed. So if you can get yourself out of the belly in your turn, then you stop suffocating and you don't take damage. But that's what you gotta do.
So you are slowed also. So you only have two actions.
Yes. Slowed and grabbed.
And
so,
you can only make...
remember that.
You can only make unarmed attacks or attacks with a light weapon. So...
Could you shut the fuck up, Kelly?
You have a shifting weapon.
Right.
So, you are fine. You can spend an action to turn it into a short sword.
Yep. Yeah.
And then...
And remember this, too. When you swing out with the eventual short sword, it is off guard to this attack.
Yep.
So you have a better chance at getting a hit, possibly getting a crit, and getting better damage.
And there's a rupture of value on this creature that you have to hit with one attack. Single attack has to hit this threshold.
I was really, really holding out on my Cloak of the Mountain back, but I have to be able to see where I'm going.
Yep. It's miserable.
Oh no, it's Nightcrawler rules.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. I was trying to look stuff up. So, short sword.
Yeah, you have to spend an action to get a short sword.
Yep.
So your
anything that's slashing.
Yeah. So your damage will go down to D6s, and you have to beat whatever its rupture value is with one attack.
Yep.
I don't feel like I'm going to be able to do that.
I feel like you might be the only one of us who could.
All right. Well, I will make my first attack. Only attack.
You get a minus one.
Slow.
And it's keen. Remember, it's keen. So if it happens to be a 19.
I don't know, sickle might be the move. His short sword, what is short sword? D6. Critical specialization.
Oh. Flat.
I don't know if he gets a critical specialization.
I think at this point he's just trying to get double damage.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So anyway. So
hey guys.
Yeah.
What?
Can't hear you, buddy.
Fuck! Yes!
What did you say?
I just rolled a natural fucking 20. Oh, that's what God. I fucking said.
Well, that'll do it. Yes.
All right, so let's see what the damage is. Let's see what the crit card is,
crit
and then
first.
Hopefully that'll help
triple.
The damage.
Come on. Show me a triple.
Shit, hold on. God, I got a normal damage one.
God damn it, Kelly.
You're kidding me. Kelly,
thank you for being honest. Kelly, thank you for being honest.
Didn't have to say it.
Thank you for being honest.
No one can see the deck. No one else is around.
Kelly, God knows.
It might. This might be good. Because it doesn't make any sense, but it's hilarious. So it's okay. Carve your initials. Normal damage.
Okay.
The target is so humiliated it can do nothing but attack you. At the end of each of its turns, it can attempt a will save to end the effect. And it can't make a strike against Benson. But that's the only thing it's allowed to do.
I think
what?
The way I could say this could work it effectively is that
there's so much heartburn.
But like he's striking, and technically it was a crit. That this thing is realizing, I swallowed the wrong guy, like, sort of situation.
Okay, all right. I have a way to deal with this, so we can do this. So, John, go ahead and do your damage and stuff like that.
Or, Jake, if you don't like this card because it's not applicable, we could just give him double damage or draw another card.
No, I do. No, there is something it can do.
Okay.
So let's roll with it. So John, go ahead and do your damage. We'll see. I don't know if you're gonna get a rupture, but we'll see.
15 points of damage.
All right. So it takes 15. It does not rupture.
Okay.
Man,
it's probably like 20 or something.
I know, right?
There's literally no way I can get rupture without getting a crit. There's no way.
Just stay strong.
Okay.
So you need to keep track of your air left. So it is 5 plus con, and then you're going to lose 2 because you're taking damage and you're attacking.
Yeah.
So you lose 2 rounds of air. So
all right.
That works out to be for you.
Go ahead and take 21 additional bludgeoning damage as well.
On his turn?
So fucking fun.
Yeah, because it says the swallowed creature takes the listed amount of damage when first swallowed, which happened, and at the end of each of its turns while it's still swallowed.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
So, on top of suffocating, you were also getting bludgeoned to death as the muscles in this thing just contract and push and squeeze you. Okay. At the end of Benson's turn, you can see him inside of the belly, just like flailing around. Viscount Ambrose, it is your turn.
Okay. So Viscount, he's appreciative of Garn, as his dear Eidolon is healed, which also heals him. Think JoJo's Bizarre Adventure rules, stand powers. Honestly, it's the easiest way to consider how this fucking works.
But stop this episode. Please go watch JoJo's. You should have already, but if you have not.
At least if you're talking about stance, it's part 3.
Yes.
But. So, anyway, he is going to... He's panicking because Benson is within this thing. But first thing is, please, Lucas, help. You can do this. You can do this. And, like, his voice, like, is modulating, like, weirdly. But he's first action. He's going to use what summoners use. Act together, which means I get one or the other gets one action. One gets 3 actions. So he's going to use 3 actions. 1 action to move.
All right.
No attack of opportunity, it looks like. Thank God. He's going to then cast 2 spells. One is a cantrip called Boost Eidolon, which will, for 1 round, give him a bonus to his attack. So his damage rolls if he hits.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And his second, which is going to actually require a focus spell, is a lifelink surge. So he's within range, and he basically forces this Eidolon. Actually, okay, this is a Kelly question, because Kelly's quite particular about things. Area of effect spells. If Benson is swallowed whole, would he be affected by it?
They require line of sight.
But, for area of effect.
Yeah, for area of effect, I feel like he would be protected, unless it's like spirit damage or something like that.
No,
like, I feel like physical effects, I think he's protected from, but I feel like if there's like a... What was that thing that the Rakshasa had, that like spirit blast or whatever? Mm-hmm. I feel like if there was something that does spirit damage...
Yeah, I agree with that. If it was a spirit or maybe, spirit, any spirit-based attack, I think would hit him, but...
Yeah. Okay. So... Benson is probably protected by whatever he has.
Okay, yeah, I mean, he should be at this point. Just give me 1 second, because I need to calculate a little bit here. Actually, yeah, I'll do this. So you see, like, a like this creature. Okay, I'm gonna undo my last thing because I just realized I had the ability to do this, and I was like, okay. Oh, no one's within range except Benson, but he's inside.
Oh, okay.
So what's going to happen is Kezra sees this, and Garn might see a flicker, but the Eidolon starts glowing. And then, using a focus point, it almost sounds like he's trying to scream, but cannot, and a wave of energy just emanates 20 feet from it in directions. And it's just, it's like an explosion of energy. And it is, as I'm trying to get the energy type in here, because,
this is from the Eidolon?
From the Eidolon. The Eidolon is exploding.
He has no mouth, but he must scream.
Yes. Cold energy comes out.
Okay.
So it's just like this wave of cold energy. Kezra might get like the accent of it. It's only going out 20 feet, but it's just like a frost that just kind of pops out from him.
Just outward, yeah.
Nice.
And,
damn, that's cold.
Yeah. So you need to roll a save.
What kind of save?
A bad one.
A bad one?
Whatever one's your
reflex,
worst, Jake.
Reflex save.
Okay. I think it's bad at reflex.
Yeah. 30 total.
Oh, that's a fail.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Okay.
That's
let's go.
That's okay, let me calculate this. Ooh, that's a lot of D6s. Oh my god.
Did you just cast a cone of cold?
No. It's think fireball, but
cold.
Ice ball.
48 points of
holy.
Whoa.
You failed.
What
that
the
is
fuck?
11 D6.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I thought this was
that's
like
a bit more
like,
than a fireball, buddy.
Right?
That's like Kezra's lightning breath hit. That's 11d6.
Yeah, damn. I was about to say it scales up each time.
Yeah.
So
damn.
It's 11d6. So 48 points of damage just erupts out of this thing. It just it only hits him because
yeah.
So Benson might feel a little chilly, but he's otherwise protected by the warmth of its innards.
Right. Okay.
And that is not it. And afterwards, one action left to the Eidolon, he is just going to strike out.
Okay.
I mean, as I said, like, I have a couple of things I can do, and that's why I'm trying to juggle, like, multiple things. No fucking way. That's a fucking natural 20.
Oh my god.
I'm not joking.
Go fucking off, Mark. Go off.
No.
Dude.
What a turn.
And this is from the Eidolon.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh
all
my
right.
God.
No, this is fucking.
And weird. It does. Is it a sword?
Fuck off.
Shit.
Technically,
I think
it's natural. It's considered a natural thing. It just takes the appearance of a sword. So it doesn't match. Have equipment.
So it's just
bam. It's because the slashing one was triple damage.
Yeah.
Pain
yeah.
And simple. But yours is another normal damage.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Sorry, guys. All right.
There's some more shit.
Well, let's hear the whole thing. Okay. Either the target is clumsy 2 and takes a 10-foot status penalty to its land speed, or clumsy 2 and can't use one of its arms, your choice. So, it's the land speed.
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's worm
so, clumsy
arms.
2.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the whole body, then.
You chop its body in half.
Okay. Well, it's still 22 points of damage.
Okay.
Excellent. And clumsy too, like indefinite
and
clumsy
too.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry, wait. What? You said it's natural, but it still needs to be a slashing, piercing, or bludgeoning attack.
Yes.
So
it is a slashing.
Okay, blood. Then you get triple damage.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, because
yeah,
okay. I can assault
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah. I just read. Right. I read the bludgeoning for some reason. Yeah, it's
okay.
Slashing.
So I'm just gonna triple the 22.
Yeah, so
make
it 66.
Oh,
okay.
My god.
There
so
we go.
It
drop the fucking.
There
hammer.
We go.
It just lances
okay.
through it. It just this stream of astral.
That was 100
yeah.
points of damage in one turn.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, and he. I mean, that's it for now.
I think you can hear inside the belly, Benson like,
all right, so, here is what we're going to do here. Is that the end of Ambrose's turn?
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. One action to move, two actions to do the Eidolon Burst. And then
got it.
Third, the other action for it to just strike once.
Got it. Okay. So it comes to the Purple Worm's turn. The Purple Worm is going to start... you ever see a cat throw up where it starts to, like...
Get off the carpet! Get off the carpet!
Except now the cat is a worm.
Yeah. So it does something called regurgitate.
Oh.
And it is going to spit Benson out.
Because of his crit.
Yeah, that was the only thing I could really.
It had to target you.
to spit you out just to beat you up.
Yeah.
It can. So, no, I want to stay.
It can only attack Benson until it succeeds its will save.
So it's going to regurgitate. Let's see. Who's the one regurgitate at?
At? Excuse me.
Yeah, it can regurgitate at people.
There's a lumpy dwarf over there that looks like an easy target.
Or the ghost.
Or the ghost.
I rolled a 2, which means Kezra. So it's going to regurgitate over at Kezra.
Poop.
So this is good because it'll have to take one move action to get to Benson.
This is true. So it is going to regurgitate for 1. So let me regurgitate, by the way. Can violently regurgitate a creature or boulder it has swallowed to make a range strike. It's going to shoot a Benson projectile at you, Kezra.
Holy shit!
A Benson ball, if you will.
A Benson ball.
I'm just like, perfect. This thing's towering over me across the room, just and then I'm just like staring into his giant maw as Benson comes flying out. What a horrible sight.
It's a 31. 31 to hit.
Yep,
okay.
I'm surprised it's not a crit.
So if you are, the strike deals bludgeoning damage depending on the size of the projectile. So you're medium.
Yep.
So this is going to be 28 points of bludgeoning damage to Kezra.
Ugh.
A regurgitated creature takes falling damage from the height of the target or from 20 feet, whichever is greater. So you, how far away were you, Kezra?
25.
Okay, so, all right, not much of a difference there, really. Right. So... What do you take? 15 points? No, you ignore the first 5. That's right.
Yeah.
So you take 10. So you take 10 points of bludgeoning damage and you are on the ground.
Nice.
And then, so what was the deal with the crit too? Could he?
He can make a will save at the end of his turn to end the effect. Okay.
So, but it still has to try to attack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then it is going to move over to get within 15 feet, and then he is going to try to stab Benson with his stinger.
Oof. Forgot he had that thing.
Yeah.
39 to hit.
Fuck. It's not a crit.
Okay. 35 points of piercing.
I will use shield block.
Okay.
Which will block, and I will break several spikes off of my
so
shield.
As it comes to you, you like swing your shield, and you guys see these spikes just get ching off of it.
Just sheathed right off.
Yeah.
Are you able to block all 33 damage with that? With all the spikes and the block?
With my hardness.
Because then you wouldn't get the...
Yeah.
You blocked all of it? No fortitude.
Yeah, I can block all of it.
Oh.
So no fortitude, yeah.
Brilliant. Sick.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So, after that, so...
I don't have much more shield health.
Not really, but...
hey, guard has a shield.
Okay.
Well, I haven't used it. I do have shield block, but I could toss you a shield.
And Benson still has the dragonhide shield, too.
I've still got another shield.
Yeah, so... all right, so what's the will save he needs to make to break this?
It's against Benson's class DC. Jake, also, I think you're pulling over the ignore the first 5 feet from 1E. Falling in 2E is you always just take half the damage. As long as you fall more than 5 feet.
Okay, so it would go up to 12 damage, whatever. Anyway. Then... Okay, so... 31 will save. Against Benson's class DC, right?
Class DC.
I think that's...
Probably
my class DC is 31.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, and then it's going to do the recovery check.
Oh, yeah. Did he take the 1d10 bleed?
He took two last time.
What about this time?
This time, let me roll the recovery check. Failed again for 8.
Ooh,
that's nice. Adding up very nicely. Yep.
Okay, that is the end of the Purple Worm's turn. Garn.
Garn. So Garn is feeling a little separated from the party. He's got his Horn of Plenty active. I'm sure one of y'all is looking pretty messed up.
Yes.
Benson.
Benson's yeah, pretty messed up.
Yeah, Benson's looking a little fucked up.
I think I could drink a posh for one action. So that would be pretty tight. I'm going to drink a posh for one action.
Be freaking sick.
So you drink the potion and it just goes down Benson's throat?
Well, now that you mentioned it.
Explain that, yeah.
Guess I'm kind of jumping the gun a little bit.
What do you mean you're drinking the potion?
I was like, wait,
thank God Garn's okay.
So.
Boy, I hope he lives.
So intrusive.
Garn, once again, amnesiac, rediscovering his abilities. He instinctively reaches for the horn, the drinking horn. He doesn't quite know why, but he feels compelled to drink it. And as he's drinking it, if we're do like a cross section of Garn, you would see that the liquid is not actually going down Garn's throat. It was being magically transported into Benson's mouth.
Warn a motherfucker next time!
I didn't know what would happen!
Benson instantly drowns because he's never seen this before.
Right. Oh, wait, hold on. Before I do that, I'm gonna move first so that I can.
Oh,
so I can
within 30
some,
feet.
Yeah, so I can proc some.
That's
stuff.
Actually a genuinely really cool
thing. Yeah,
it's neat. There's just like imagining that happening. You're like,
right, so I think I got meow.
Oh my god.
So go here. Then, so one action move. Second action, I'm going to spark transcendence. I'm going to feed the masses, as it is called.
Feed the masses. That's a good name,
yeah.
too.
Feed the masses. Yeah. It does say you have to be willing, but I'm just going to assume you're willing. Even though
I'm very willing.
Strange liquid randomly appearing in my mouth. I'm almost dead. Who cares?
I was just in the stomach of a purple worm. This is completely normal.
You assume Benson's willing because he's going, I'm fucking dying over here.
So I get to roll Elixir of Life moderate because that is lower than my level. My level or lower. Man, next level it's Elixir of Life greater, which is awesome. But alas, I digress. So, but I do get 5d6 plus 12. Oh, wow, that's actually a great roll. All right, good job, dice. So 32 points of healing, and you also get a bonus against saving throws and disease, poisons and diseases for 2 minutes. A bonus of plus 2, so that stinger is gonna have to get through a little more meat as you are magically enhanced.
All right.
That was my second action. If you can believe it, that was only an action. Incredible. So now my transcendence sparks. Not sparks. As it sparks, rather, once again, the radiance of my greatness shines upon an ally. And Benson, you see before you Garn, not as a bumbling, potentially misfigured dwarf, but as a leader in battle, perhaps someone that might have commanded you in battle when you were training, as he is very wizened. So you gain 26 hit points.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not. From basking in the radiance.
Basking
of Garn.
In the radiance.
I'll bask in those radiance. Give me that shit.
Yeah, sure, whatever. You're great. Give me hit points.
Yeah, so now the Eidolon and Benson are immune to this ability, so I can really only use it like two more times on Ambrose and Kezra. Mm-hmm. And now, because my spark has moved into my Titan's Breaker, I have reach And look, I just so happen to be within 10 feet. It's so nice that I get this reach for free with my class ability.
Sure wasn't an action.
You know, anybody who thinks that's dumb is dumb themselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not listening.
And I still continue to roll trash, so that is a 29 to hit.
That's a miss, buddy.
That's a miss.
Alright. Bottom of the round, round two, it is Kezra. Your turn. Surprisingly, it doesn't say it knocks you down when you get regurgitated on, but you know.
I just took it. Just tanked Benson to the face.
Yeah, right.
It's basically that. It's Goku catching Vegeta.
Yeah, yes. Oh yeah.
Alright, Kezra will. He's gonna cast Dragon Form and he's gonna turn into a
large
blue dragon.
Me, that's why I cast haste on myself. Me.
Yeah, that is why I cast haste on myself. So Garn moved into the most inconvenient spot for me, but whatever. I was literally going to go there. Make me big, Jake.
There you go, buddy. You are big.
So I do not plan on getting far away from Benson. So I'm gonna go with defense over flanking.
All right.
And yeah, and he's going to go in for a jaw attack.
Okay.
Come on. And I rolled like poop.
Poop.
31.
Miss.
I'm flanking.
Miss.
God damn it.
You rolled a 31 last time. It was like, but I'm flanking.
Well, yeah. It's clumsy too. It's clumsy too.
It's clumsy too.
It is clumsy too. Let me add that. Wait, no. I thought it wasn't clumsy too because we did the triple damage.
You're right.
Rather than the other.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right.
There was a reason why I didn't. Okay. But you transform, you go up and attack.
That's it.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Oh, it was transforming three actions.
It's two actions, but I had to move and then I attacked.
Oh no. Okay. Yep. Okay. Top of the round, Benson. You have been regurgitated and are on your back. Or no, you're face down, ass up. That's it. Jesus.
Okay. I can get behind it, but I need to change my sword.
Oh, change it back to the long sword.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's still a short, so he has to stand up too.
Yep.
No, I can just dimension door.
I know, but then you'll be far away from all of us.
If I get right behind him, I won't be.
Behind him where?
Well, if you get directly behind him on the other side, you would be 20 feet away from Kezra. 25 feet.
That's not enough to proc your ability.
What if you teleport right here?
I don't think that's worth teleporting on.
True.
No.
I'm just going to stand up. I'm not even going to change my sword this turn. I'm going to wait for next turn.
Okay.
Because I have to stand, move, and then I'm going to...
With the short sword of Ayobede.
I'm with... Yep, the little...
Hey, Benson, you're kind of quiet, dude.
Yeah, a little quiet?
There you go.
There you go. That's better.
Yeah, my bad. I keep talking around my mic.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. It's not the size of what I've heard. It's not the size of... It's the god behind it.
That's what they always say.
It's the motion of the arm.
but a bigger sword does do more damage. I just want to set the record straight.
37 to hit.
That is a hit.
It better be a hit.
Good. 16 points of slashing
all
damage.
Right.
Yeah, that's not bad for a short sword. Yeah, 6 and a 4 on the die.
Awesome. Right.
Okay. Alright. Ambrose.
Okay. So, you... I mean, he's behind the corner, so you can't see him. But all you hear at this point is him shout up into the sky. And he's just like... And he says, he's just... Bonovan, please serve your house once more. And then this creature is summoned here, Jake. If you can
okay, down. I see where you're pinging.
He is a large...
Oh.
Huge, actually.
Okay.
Huge.
Yes. More creatures?
Yes.
More!
That I'm using right. my last level spell here. Because
Oh boy, okay.
Because I took a feat that allows me to master summon. I get
that so, is so fucking
so spell
badass.
Rank 6. I can cast instead of my very short. I can take one of those, but it has to be 2 summoning spells instead of anything else.
It's okay. Almost like you're a summoner.
Okay. What is this creature called? So I can pull the token on.
A skeletal hulk.
Oh yeah.
Sick.
Cool. Yeah, they're okay. Cool.
Sick.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That is huge. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So he has reach for damn sure.
Yeah, sure does.
So
I like to think he's got that little frown of the same token. He's just like, meh.
He's just angry.
It's just a basic mob token.
The bones are shaped.
He's just angry.
Yeah.
So that was 3 actions from there. So using the act together, summoning him, he immediately gets 2 actions. I'm pretty sure that's how summoning creatures work.
Yep.
So he has a melee attack, so I'm just going to use that, which is a claw strike.
So a claw strike.
Yeah, plus 18 to hit on this. So let's go. Oh, that's not going to hit. So he's just another body on the field, which is honestly...
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, he'll swing again because he has 2 actions.
Oh, he's got 2, still within reach. Shit.
19 plus... it's finesse. It's agile, too, so... What is that? Okay. 19 plus 14?
33, and that is a miss.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yep.
That's rough.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, then Eidolon's gonna attack as well, so...
Okay.
So he's...
God, your turns are... Whatever character you make, your turns are so fucking long.
He has, effectively this turn, had 6 actions.
I mean, I'm not controlling him. All right, 23. Come on, plus 23 to hit. Oh, okay. Fuck. 40 to hit. Awesome.
Yes. That's a hit. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That would be 22 points of damage.
Okay.
And that is my turn.
Okay. It comes to the purple worm's turn. The purple worm seems to be extremely threatened and almost a little frantic at this point, so it is going to use Thrash again. So, as I did last time, I'm going to do the stinger and the jaw attack, a d6 to see who gets what. So stinger attack, d6, so I'm just going top to bottom, so it's going to be Garn, Kezra, Ghost, Benson, and then the Hulk now, so...
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 still. I got out a d4 and you summon another creature, Mark.
Let's get out your d5.
Two. So that's good.
Oh, no. Is that the stinger?
This is the stinger first, yeah. Always leads with the stinger and then jaw and then body attack after that. So.
Benson doesn't have his shield up because he ran out of actions.
Yep.
Can't even shoot one.
It's a 39 to hit.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Retributive strike.
Yeah, still got the retributive, baby.
All right, let's...
40
and since
points
you
have reach,
you get into this.
All right, so how much do I take off for Benson's retributive strike? 14?
14.
Okay.
All right, and then make a dragon fortitude save.
Oh.
Which matches a little bit better.
Hold on. Damage. All right, took some damage. Sorry.
Go.
Fortitude save. My best one. 31.
Fail.
Yeah.
This is going to be 15 points of poison damage.
On my turn.
And you're enviable too. All right. Second attack is going to
Whoa.
Be...
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we all everybody get gets an attack here.
Yeah,
all your reactive strikes.
Did you say enfeebled 2?
Okay. Yes, enfeebled 2.
Well, that's a big old...
This is like everybody.
Yeah, that...
Everybody.
Everyone except...
Eros.
Oh, finally!
That's a mess.
19 on the die.
Dropping some heat!
That's a mess, too. So both of them miss.
Right, both of yours miss.
Yep.
Garn, what'd you get?
37.
37. That is a hit.
Heck yeah.
34 for Benson.
That's a hit as well.
Fuck yeah.
33 flanking.
33 flank. You're flanking with the Eidolon.
Baby.
Wait. Oh shit. Wait, he's flanking.
Yes.
But.
Well, Kezra's nice and big. Kezra's...
No, yeah. That'll be a 31 then. I'm flanking.
Oh, okay, yep.
Oh my god, I get to do so much damage for this bite. Holy shit.
Good.
Hopefully just kill it.
So I get 16 points of damage from Garn.
Okay.
14 points of damage from Benson.
Alright.
Another solid roll with a short sword. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Alright, this bite attack is 2d12 plus 2d6. Lightning.
Damn. Oh, damn.
Let's go. Oh, let's go.
God. Just kill him.
That's your feet. Did you hit that? A miracle.
Alright, I rolled a 20 damage. Not great. Oh, no, 26 points of damage.
Huh.
I rolled pretty low on the d12s.
So this thing lashes out and it starts flailing back and forth and it stabs Kezra and you all swing into it and you see this thing thrash and thrash and thrash and it tries to burrow and all of a sudden you see it just lay.
Sick.
Oh my God.
Kill it.
No. Very still.
You're kidding.
Ah, let's go. Nope.
You're kidding.
Oh
nope.
My God. And
you guys did so much damage to it.
Yeah, I mean, we did, but
it was a lot of damage. And then right at the end there, because all you guys got your retributive strikes off. I was like, he's not gonna last past this.
Oh my gosh, let's go.
So the purple worm has died.
No freaking way.
And that is also when
I need to rush over to Kezra and break out.
We're still in
combat.
Yeah, we're still in combat.
So you said how much wood did you say it was? It was 15.
For the
15 poison damage, right?
Let me scroll up. 15 points of poison.
Okay. Anybody want to do some treat poison on me?
Yep. Luckily, Garn is next.
Yep. I'm going to drop my Morningstar, pull out the marvelous medicines, and I'm going to treat poison on you. Before I even roll my check, the medicines get the free counteract against the disease. So don't worry, you just have to rely on old Timmy rolling good.
And you come over and you pull this stinger out of me, and it's it's dug into my chest, right next to the symbol of Asmodeus.
Wait, in your chest?
Yeah, that's where I got stung.
His dragon chest.
No, but you have a symbol of Asmodeus in your chest?
Oh, boy.
So he looks down at that, logs that real quick,
and just pushes the stinger a little deeper.
What, that actual devil? Yanks it out. He's like, wait, this man needs attention fast. There's only one thing for the job. That old rusty medical kit we found on the ground. Yanks it open. And just slams it on your chest. He's like, this is how it works.
Oh,
it'll
God.
Do it. It'll. It just looks at Benson wide-eyed and crazy. It's magic.
The technus will be stronger than the poison.
Did you take the proper time to invest that item?
It's not invested. It's just magical.
Yeah, you have to invest magical items. I'm joking. Just use it.
Oh.
I'm joking.
It has to have the invested trait.
Oh, you might be right.
Just go.
Roll your
counter. Okay. I get a 39 to counteract.
God damn.
Yeah.
That was an 18 out of the die. I was really hoping.
So the magic, as he puts a bandage on it, you can feel.
I slammed the metal cookie on his chest.
Oh, sorry.
Because it says before I roll a check.
Oh, right, yeah. So you feel the burning in your chest to sort of dissipate.
Whew! I go.
And we are out of combat now.
Yeah. All I was thinking of, Jake, is when I see this worm, and I'm thinking of a Dark Souls boss. If you kill it, and then you get the weapon of its tail.
Yep. Like, and that's yep. all I'm like, God, that'd actually be really cool.
Stick with the purple worm.
Yep.
So.
It'd have a cool name like Purple Thorn or something.
Oh, Purple Thorn, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. As everything winds down, the summoning energy of the large skeletal hulk is like slowly crumbling since it only lasts for so long anyway. Ambrose walks out from behind the wall, but he does not look as he did before. He kind of walks out, kind of unsure, like kind of exhausted looking. And if you could, Jake, reveal his thing.
Yes, the that other picture.
Yeah.
All right, you all see Viscount Ambrose come around the corner, and he looks like this instead.
Oh!
He is...
one of them boys.
Mm-hmm. Ooh!
And guard looks at the symbol of Asmodeus on Kessler's chest, looks at Ambrose, what the devil?
So please explain what they see, Mark.
Okay, so they do see Ambrose. Same build, same kind of thing, but his color is more... like reddish in hue, his hair is still kind of the purplish color, but he does have two large horns coming out of his head, curled around in like ram's horns almost, pointed ears, and markings going down one part of his face.
Mm.
And he kind of walks out for a moment, kind of glad the combat's over. The skeletal hulk just kind of disintegrates to a touch, kind of like, you may rest. But then as he kind of walks out, he kind of pauses, feels his head, and kind of like stares at everyone, and kind of puts his hand back down slowly. And kind of, it's kind of like, trying to think of the word for it. He's kind of, I wouldn't say nervous, but kind of expecting something else, like as a reaction. I see that everyone is okay.
And with that, I'll see you guys next time.
Let's go. Great shit. I was not expecting this, Mark. That particular
box of mysteries.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling. And I wasn't
for
sure. Yeah. There's something you said. Yarg! Are you looking to spruce up your adventures on the high seas this summer? Well, check out MistyMountainGaming.com and their July Dragon's Horde upon the high seas. You might think to yourself that you can get by with those dice you carved out from a hog's bone, but you ain't seen nothing till you seen these dice, matey. And this dice is exclusively available through their Dragon subscription boxes. And get them at many tiers, all the way from the White Dragon to the Red Dragon. So check out MistyMountainGaming.com and look for their Upon the High Sea Dragon's Horde subscription boxes. And while you're out there, matey, toss the code DragonPunchSquad at checkout for 10% off your purchase. Alright, see ya on the high seas, and I better not see ya rolling anything but MistyMountainGaming.com.